Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. Recently, I talked with you about the strange occurrence of several of America's food processing plants catching fire and other odd mishaps, including a small plane versus building, as well as a large fire that stemmed from a welding accident. At the time, I wanted to put the information on the table because many people didn't know, and I figured it would be a one-time topic. But since our last conversation, more of America's food processing facilities have taken damage. Since we last talked, a frozen pizza manufacturing plant in Belmont, Wisconsin, has caught fire, a business called Festive Foods. Just like the first time, I have found credible online local news stories for each of these cases. A lot of damage impacted the structure, especially on the roof. The bottom line, local authorities are recommending the building be demolished. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Another fire at a processing factory happened at JBS Meatpacking in Green Bay. This one originated from inside the structure, but ended up destroying the roof of the building and will cost $30,000 in damages. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Quite a bit of damage to the beef market. This story comes from New Hampshire. Nighttime fire broke out at the East Conway Beef and Pork. Fire crew spent 16 hours at the scene. Flames engulfed the building and the crew was not able to save it. I'm running out of time, and yes, there are more cases I could report on. But what is really strange is when you search for information on this topic now on sites like Google, you are now getting presented with fact-check websites that Google is putting at the top of the listings. These truthy sites are advising that all these fires are nothing to be suspicious about. I sure hope they're right. If it weren't for the local news outlets and independent journalists across America who are covering these strange fires, then Google would have a much easier time downplaying it. When I first brought this story to you a month ago, I did not see all the Google-boosted fact-check posts. They are new. I am not yet going to draw a conclusion, but with over 30,000 food processing plants in this country, hopefully America can keep the food coming. Not only do you and I depend on it, but people from around the world do as well. Very interesting stuff. I guess I'll see you around at the grocery store. This is Anthony Mantov with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.